This week's shiurim have been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Chaim Aaron ben Reb Shmuel Zecher Levracha.
Chof Daled Adar, Wednesday, the 6th of March, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf, Af Hein Hayu Ba'is Ha'Nes.
Good morning, Sheikh, for having me back. To say an inyan, a short inyan, a bit of a makasher Purim with Pesach, holding between, is to find a shtickle Torah for both, something which covers both. So I'd like to just share with you a vort and a pshat in a Tosfos. There's a very famous Tosfos, comes in a few places in Shas. One of the places is Megillah Daf Dalet. Megillah Daf Dalet Omad Aleph, the Gemara says there that Noshim, women are mechuyev in Kriyas HaMegillah. Women are mechuyev in Kriyas HaMegillah, even though the rule is normally that mitzvah sasesh has man groma, Noshim are peturos. Any mitzvah which is time bound, Noshim are pato. Noshim are not mechuyev to this mitzvah. And even though Megillah is not a deraisa, but the rule is called tikkun rabbanon ke'en deraisa tikkun. Any takonah rabbanon always works with the same gedorim as the deraisa. So a deraisa, in all mitzvahs deraisa, the din is that a mitzvah sasesh has man groma, Noshim are peturos. A mitzvah which is time bound for a specific time, Noshim peturos. It's the same halacha is in rabbanons as well, even though it's not a deraisa, we always follow the same klolim, the same rules. So, therefore, the halacha is, should be, that Megillah, mitzvah Megillah on Purim, the halacha should be Noshim of Peturois, because it's mitzvah says Rangroma. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Yechayev, the halacha is Yechayev, why? Sha'af hein hoyu bo'isa ha'nes. Because Noshim were also in the Nes, in the Hatzalah of Purim, so therefore, because they were in the Nes of Purim, therefore, they have the mitzvahs of Purim as well. That's in Purim. We find the same halacha, but Arba Kosis is exactly the same halacha, even though it's a drabonon, Dalek Kosis is not a deraisa, nevertheless, we follow the same rules, it should have been the halacha as drabonon's mitzvah, man, groma, noshim, peturos. However, the halacha is because afhein hoyu bo'isa, unless they were involved in the nes of Pesach, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mela is their chayiv in Arba Kosis. That's the din. Now, what is this halacha of afhein hoyu bo'isa nes? It's a very famous machlokes, the Rashban in Psachim and Tosfos. In a few places, Tosfos speaks about it in a number of places, in Psachim and in Megillah. His Tosfos says as well, Rashban, Pirush Rashban, what does it mean afhein hoyu bo'isa nes? It means she'ike hanes hoyu al yodom. They were the central figure, Noshim were the central figure of the nes of these nisim of Purim. How does it work? Oh, we know Purim was on the Esther. Esther was one of the central figures of the Nes of Purim. So Memela, since an Isha was one of the central figures of the Nes Purim, Memela is Afin Hoy Boisa Nes, and Mechuyus in Mikra Megillah. The same halach is Bechanaka, Noshim Mechuyus, and Mechuyavos in Hadlokas Ner Chanaka, which is a very complicated issue, how we do it with Noshim, Noshim or Tfilis to their husband, etc. But the Maisa of Halach is an Isha living by herself, for example, has to light Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Afin of Eish Nes, because Bechanukah Lidei Yehudis, Yehudis was central figure in the Nes Chanukah. What's Pesach? It says Rashbam, Bizchus Sivkonyo Sheba Oisle Hadur Nigalu. They were redeemed from Mitzrayim. One of the Zchusim was, Bizchus Sivkonyo Sheba Oisle Hadur. There were many Sivkonyos, very choshuva ladies, and because Bizchus them, Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim. The Mele is Afhein Hoyu Bo'isa Nes. Noshim again take a pivotal role in Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mele Afhein Hoyu Bo'isa Nes. That's what you state in the Rashban. It's Tosfos Frek Takasha. The Kosher Frek Tosfos. The Loshim She Afhein Mashma Shehein Tfeilus. Noshim Afhein Hoyu Bo'isa. It doesn't say Shehein Hoyu Ika Nes. It says She Afhein Hoyu Bo'isa Nes. They were also involved in the Nes. It's Mashma. It's not this Va. They were the central main knackers of the Nes. Mechanic Ali Yehudis and Purim Adi Esther. No, Afhein Hoyu. The Pshat is, there was a Nes. It was a Nes for Klal Yisrael. And this Nes, Bechlonos, encompassed and included Noshim as well. We were all saved. And Noshim were saved. Memele, since it's a celebratory, the whole mitzvah we're doing is a zecher, a celebration of the Nes. Like Ner Chanukah, Nes Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Nes Purim, and of course, and Dalek Kosis, because of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Noshim also had that Nes. It's Remela, because they also were involved in that Nes. Therefore, they are Mechuyiv, even though it's Mangroma. That is the That's the machlokes Tosfos and the Rashbam. Yes, we have to get this clear quickly once more. If the Rashbam holds Afhein Hoyu Bereis Hanes is the pshat, they were the main pivotal figures. They were the Ikeh Hanes Hoyu Al Yodom. Tosfos is chaylik, and Tosfos says no. It's not Afhein. It's not they were the pivotal ones. Afhein Hoyu. They were also involved, and because they were also involved, therefore they are mechuyev in the mitzvah in these mitzvahs. That's how you state in Tosfos. Is then there's another piece of Tosfos. It's the same Tosfos. And the shine is, what's the connection of the two parts of Tosfos? Tosfos goes back and he asks a kasha. If Tosfos says, Gabi Matzah. He's got a kasha on Matzah. Yesh Matzah. I've got a kasha, says Tosfos. The halacha is, Noshim on Mechuyovos in Achilas Matzah on Leil Pesach. Why, Rabbi Sai, why, after the light of what we've just said, everyone's going to say straight away, why are Noshim Mechuyovos in Mitzvah Matzah? Yeah, we all know, we all say the night with your wives, and the wives always complain that, you know, why are you giving me such a big bit? Yeah, anyone familiar with that sort of complaint? Why don't you such a big bit, so machmi, right? So, Rabbi Sai, why are Noshim Mechuyovos in Mitzvah Matzah? Can you know, Rabbi Sai, anybody? So what are you going to say? Because after no Rabbi Sai, yeah? That's not the case. That's not that. Why? Because we have a hekesh. We have a hekesh. Yeah, the chol sheyeshnoi about toichel chometz says you mustn't eat chometz, and it says vayter shiratzel matzah toichel. So the halacha is we always compare isra chometz and achilas matzah hekesh. Chol she and the Gemara says a hekesh. Chol sheyeshnoi about toichel chometz. Anyone who has the Issa Chometz has the Mitzvah's Matzah. The two things go hand in hand. So therefore, Noshim, even though Matzah is as Mangaroma, Dikim Mitzvah, Noshim Shripotu, no, they're Chayiv. Why? Because, Kol Mishi Yeshnei, Baal Teichel Chometz, anyone who has the Issa Chometz has also the Issa, the Mitzvah of Matzah. So that's why Noshim Omuchiyovis. Frekte Zakasha, why do I need such a special Hekish to tell me that Noshim Omuchiyovis is Achilas Matzah? Because Kol Mishi Yeshnei, Baal Teichel Chometz, Yeshnei, Mekumechel Matzah. Teipuk Lei, Afeino, Yubayisanes, Mehamam. We have a svara. Afhein hoy beis hanes. Noshim are we're involved in the nes of Pesach. Memela, since we're involved in the nes Pesach oy bazoi, therefore they should be mechuyev matzah. So why do I need a special posuk, an extra posuk? Mechayer, it's a spare posuk. The rule is you only make a hekish have a posuk in the Torah if we need it. If we don't need it, then it's superfluous mechayer. So for Vosh day, why does the Torah come along specially with a posuk of Kol Mishiyesh Nevaal Tov Chometz Yesh Nevekum Echel Matzah? Anyone who has Issa Chometz has a mitzvah matzah. Teipu Klei Svarav Afinoy Beisanes is up. What you're saying is tak at the end of the second teretz of Tosfos is as the second teretz. I'm going to go. I want to talk about the first teretz, but the second teretz of Tosfos is Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shlaim Teretz that. Sorry, the first teretz. Sorry, first teretz Tosfos is Mishum Hay Taim Olim Mechay Velim Drabon. Second teretz is it's Tosfos first teretz. Say that a Chanama Afhein Hoy Beis Hanes is a Svar Drabon. It's not a Svar Deraisa. Rabbanon were mechadish such a svara. So if it works for mitzvah Rabbanon, but for mitzvah deraisa to be chayav deraisa, we'd need to come on to a posuk. First date in Tosfos. The shayla which I'd like to discuss. Okay, so now we have the Tosfos clear. So the first part of Tosfos was the machlokes Tosfos on the Rashbam. What pshat in afhein business is? Does it mean noshim were the main ones, or does it mean noshim or afhein or yoy also? The second part of Tosfos asks the kasher by matzah. Why do I need a posuk? Teipuk lei a svar of afhein business. That is the shayla is what's the connection between the two parts of Tosfos? Lechayra, this shayla of why do you need a posuk for matzah? Of Kol Mishiyesh Baal Teichel Chometz, Yesh Nevekum Echel Matzah. Teipuk Lei Afhein Hoy Beis Hanes. That's a kasha, whichever pshat you learn in Afhein Hoy Beis Hanes. If you learn like the Rashbam, they were the main ones. Or if you learn like Tosfos, they were also involved. Whichever way you learn, there is a svara of Afhein Hoy Beis Hanes. By Noshim, is there is now a legitimate, fair question, why, if we have a svara of Afhein Hoy Beis Hanes, whatever that svara is, why not say that should work by matzah as well? And therefore you don't need the posuk of Kol Mishiyesh Baal Teichel Chometz, Yesh Nevekum Echel Matzah. So what's the connection with the two parts of Tosfos? This is why I'd like to actually say a pshat in the connection of the two parts of Tosfos. There is a very famous kasha on this Tosfos, which is actually asked by the Plesi at the beginning of Hilchos Shechit. Doing there, it's a kasha from the Plesi. Plesi asks a kasha at the beginning of Hilchos Shechit on this Tosfos. It asks a kasha like this. on the second part of Tosafot, Tosafot asked the kasha, why do you need a pasuk tape on the afkamina besanes? Because I've got an afkamina. The whole kasha is, we don't need a pasuk, the pasuk is superfluous, because the pasuk, who's the pasuk coming to tell us about? The pasuk coming to tell us, you should know, even though it says mitzvah seish man grama, and noshim should be pasuk. No, the chayev, because, kol mish yeshne, about the chomets, yeshne bekum echol matz, whoever has that, has that. It's the kasha, tape on afkamina besanes. I've got to find you a case. Let's say, perhaps we can find an afkamina. If we can find somebody who was not afin hoyobaisanes, but has an isachomets, that would be the, then they would have an answer. If we'd have somebody who has an isachomets, so therefore we have the rule, isachomets, the hekish, kol mi yesh b'alto chomets, yesh nebekum echom matzah, would be chayav matzah. And so who that person would not be bechlal the nes of afin hoyobaisanes. If we find, so normally, it's only noshim. And noshim, the rule is, they are, they've already got that in her business. Is there someone or a category of people who is not an afhenu based an ethnic person, but is mechuyev got an isachomets?
Yeah.
No, I guess. I did a cladi song. It's a possible. Somebody else.
How can you possibly compare the afhenu hoyoisanes of Mitzrayim? Yeah. It says Mitzrayim, so the afhenu hoyoisanes of Esther. Without whom the whole
nation. Oh, so you're right. So you're quite right. 100% right. So that, as we said, that's all talking, that's the Shittas HaRashbam. They have to find a central pivotal role for Noshim. But we don't need that. You're right, Esther is a pivotal role, pivotal thing. But the Noshim Af is matched with not just Esther. All Noshim were saved. Klal Yisrael, men and women, were saved from the Gzeira of Homa. So you could look at it two ways. You could look at it as, well, there was a lady who was a central figure, or you could look at it as it was Hatzalah Klal, it's a general Hatzalah for all the ladies. That's the Machlokes Tosfos on the Rashbam. However, but I'm asking you, is there a case? So there is one case, L'chaira, and that would be the case of an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani, we know, is Mechuyev B'mitzvos Ke'isha. And Mechuyev B'mitzvos Ke'isha means that mitzvos Aseh. But mitzvos Lois Aseh, you're Mechuyev in all mitzvos Lois Aseh. Yeah? The rule is, Eved Kenani, the same as the Isha as well. She's Mechuyev, the whole din of mitzvos Aseh, she's man grama, only applies by Aseh. Mitzvos Aseh, she's man grama, not by Lois Aseh. And mitzvos Lois Aseh, Noshim, and Avodi are Mechuyev in all of them. Is what would you say, Rabbi Yisrael, an Eved Kenani? An Eved Kenani is somebody who, Pashtus, you don't have the Afeno Beisanes, but we'll see. Would be debatable. Were there ever Canaanim at the time it says Mitzrayim, etc.? Were they involved in the Nes? It's a debatable topic. Is Ken Zayin and ever Canaani was not involved in the Nes, but his Mechuyah has got an Issachomets. So now we have a Kolmi. Sorry. Now we have a Kolmi Sheshne about the Chachomets, Yeshne Mekum Echol Matzah Nafkemina. We need the Pasuk. Who for an Eved Kenani? As I freck the place on Tosafot, so what's Tosafot Kasha? That's a chap Kasha. What's Tosafot Kasha? You don't need the pasuk of Kol Mishe Baal Tochos Yeshu Mekum Echol Matzah. Why not? Because anyway, I have a svar Afin of Israel. This has to come onto your territory to Rabbanos. Nein! I got a moving in Afkimina. And Afkimina will be Legabe Avodim. Never Kanani is somebody who doesn't have Afin of Israel. But he does have an Issachomet. Kol Mishe Baal Tochos Yeshu. We need a pasuk. Yeshu Mekum Echol Matzah. As I freck the place see Akasha. A special posel. A special posel. He makes us see Sopesa. It's not. And Ebekinah, the Afin of Israel, that's his different category of person. Ger's got a din of a yid and a finish. He's got all the rules of a yid. No, but Ger doesn't have to come on to call this about Kumachel Matzah. He's Machoyev like a yid. He's got possible back from Pesach anyway. Is that what I want to tell you? A Murray Digadiyuk I once had in the Rambam to prove this point that Avadim don't have the rule of Afin of Beis Anes. It's a very interesting Rambam. Two Rambams I'm going to tell you, and we'll see. I'll share with you a Murray Digadiyuk. Tell me your opinion, Anna Rabba. Is the Rambam says, as in Perik Vav Mehilchus Chometz Matzah, Halacha Yud, the Rambam there is referring to Hilchus Achidas Matzah. Okay? Perik Vav Halacha Yud Hilchus Chometz Matzah, Hakol Chayovi Beachidas Matzah. Everyone is Mechuyev Achidas Matzah, Afilu Noshim Va'avodim. Right? Chad Mashmauti, very clear. Hakol Chayovim Beachidas Matzah, Afilu Noshim Va'avodim. Noshim and Avodim are Mechuyev Achidas Matzah. End it. Let's learn now in Perik Zayin, Halacha Zayin of the Rambam, next Perik, where Rambam's talking there about the din of Dalat Kosis. Says Rambam Azoy. Reficha, she said, Adam Balayla Hazet, Sarach Lech, Velishtes, Vemeshet, Erecherus, Vechol Echad Ve'echad, Bein Anoshim, Bein Noshim, Chayev Lishtes Balayla Hazet, Arba Kosis Shel Yayin. You hear the difference? You hear what's missing? In Perek Vav, he said, Hakel Chayavim? Who did he list out? Who's the Chiddush? Hakel Chayavim. Not just men. Afilu Noshim Ba'avodim. Noshim Ba'avodim. Here, and that's in Hilchas Achilas Matzah. When you come to, that's the Deraisa, where we have a Pasuk of Kol Mishesh Ba'al Toi Chomet Yesh B'Kom Echol Matzah, which would refer to Avodim as well. Now we come to Halacha Zayin. In Halacha Zayin says the Rambam, again, V'chol Echod V'Echod Bein Noshim Chayiv Lishtois Balai Lahazeh Arba Kuy Shel Yayin. And the Rambam missed out, so he mentioned Anoshim V'Noshim, and what happened to the Avodim? What happened to the Avodim? It would very, very, I mean, it suggests to me, as this Rambam holds, because when you talk about Dalakoysos, Dalakoysos is only, why am I Chayiv Noshim Dalakoysos? Become the Sfarah Afin Ebeis Hanes. Very nice. That's not going to apply by Avodim. That's only going to apply by Noshim. Masha'in Kain in Hilchas Matzah, when we're talking about Achilas Matzah, that you have a possible Kol Mishesh Ba'al Toi Chomet Yesh B'Kom Echol Matzah. No, so the Chayra, it would seem to say, is a mayor now, this is the murder of Chizuk to the Kasha of the Placey, right? The Placey. So what was Toys' problem? Why do you need a possible? You need a possible for Avodim. I've got another deal, Rabbi Yisai. This deal is actually, you can, it's debatable on the Gersa and the Rambam. There's a Gersa in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Megillah. Perek, in Hilchas Megillah, Perek Aleph Alocha Aleph. Ve'akil chayovim b'kriyosa. Anoshim, v'noshim, v'geirim, v'avodim meshuchrorim. Freed avodim. Akel chayovim b'kri Megillah, Rabbi Yisai, everyone's chayiv. Who? Anoshim, noshim, geirim. V'avodim meshuchrorim, freed avodim. What about not freed avodim? Ah, no, no, they're not. Why not? Noshim v'chuyiv, because afhein beis hanes. The din of the Rambam was going in the shitosoi. The Rambam said doesn't apply the din of afhein beis hanes by avodim. Is l'chayra, kum toys hazoi rabbi. So we have l'chayra a machloikus between, if we want to make it like this, a machloikus, obviously he argued with that. Toysus seems to have held that there is a halacha of afhein beis hanes by avodim as well. That's what it seems to be, because Toysus didn't make this nafkimena of avodim. The Rambam's quite clear, afhein beis hanes is only by noshim, not by avodim. Because the Rambam says by Dalek Kosis Mr. Avodim and by Mikra Megillah also he only said Avodim Shukhrorim, not proper Avodim. So obviously regular Avodim are not Mechuyiv of the Svar of Afin Hobeis Anes. That seems to be Shitsa Rambam. However, Tosis did not answer like that. Vice Tosis held that Afin Hobeis Anes somehow applies to Avodim as well. Otherwise, Tosis, what's Tosis Kasha? Why do you need a pasuk of Kol Mishesh Ba'al Toi Chomet Yesh B'Kom Echol Matzah? Teipug Le'afin Ebeis Hanes. What's the Kasha? A Nafkimina. We've got a Nafkimina for Avodim. So L'chaira, if we want to make it, Abisul Rabbi said, in Yeshivish, what we say is, oh, come Tosis, we've got a Machloikas Tosis in the Rambam. We have a Machloikas. Whether this Svar of Afin Ebeis Hanes applies by Avodim or not. Now, there are two ways to learn. I'll try and get through both of them. It's the first way to learn. It is a very interesting chiddush to explain this machlokes. A very interesting chiddush on the Biskarov. It's a Biskarov, which it's printed in the stencil in the Arashas part in Erechin. He's got, in the beginning of Masechtas Erechin, he's got a Moridiki Chakira in this Svara of Afhein Hoibos Anes. Yeah? What Pshat Afhein Hoibos Anes? Let's clarify Chakira. Let's make two stories out of it. Is the Pshat Afhein Hoibos Anes? There's a new Mechayev for Noshin. It means like this. There's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is, let's say Pesach. The mitzvah would be to do whatever arba kaisis. A mitzvah for men, derecheir is to have arba kaisis. Then there's a new svara which applies to noshim, even though they should be potukas man grama. No, afhein hoyva isanes. That's mechayev the noshim. That's one way to look. Okay, so now it's what's called a naya mechayev, a new mechayev. Even the noshim should be potter. The rule, normal rules, normal klalim are man grama noshim p'turis. They're afin abeis nes mechayev. Okay, that's one way to learn. The other way to learn is a bit more lomdish. The pshat like this: afin hoy abeis nes. Since noshim should be potter, but we want to include them because of the svar of afein beis hanes. That tells us that in this mitzvah, the normal rules of patur, which pater noshim don't apply. Yeah, again, the first way was pater, and achanama should be pater. Afein beis hanes. Here's a lady. We're going to now be mechayev, Mrs. Hudson Block. You're a lady. You're going to have chayev because afein beis hanes. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, no, not pshat stam, we're directly talking to Noshim. But since we want to include Noshim because afin hoibos hanes, but made on this mitzvah, the rules, the pturim of Noshim, of Zman Groma, are suspended. Because otherwise we can't include Noshim. So in order to include Noshim, afin hoibos hanes, we have to suspend the normal rules of Zman Groma pturois, in order to include Noshim. What will be the nafka minute in these two stadim, Rabbi say? If we learn the first way of Afin Hoibos Hanes is the Pshat, we now want to be Mechayev Noshim. Okay, we've got a lady here, we want to Mechayev her in mitzvahs, whatever it is. Chana Gepurim, Dana Kosis. Okay, that deals with Noshim. We have a mitzvah, everybody should be Potter. We're going to now be, everybody who's a Zman Groma, the Kedin would be Potter. We're now going to include somebody. Who we're going to include? The Noshim. Fine, we'll talk to the Noshim direct. The other side is no. Not so. We don't talk to Noshim direct. But in order to include the Noshim, how can we include the Noshim in a mitzvah say, which is Zman Groma? We have to suspend the rule of Zman Groma in order to include them. Well, once you suspend the rule of Zman Groma, it's suspended completely. It's totally suspended. It's suspended for Noshim. It's also suspended for Avodim. Because you've suspended the rule. You've not... No, you can't, obviously. That's the shame. In fact, you can't do that.
I'm only suspending it for the one that I want to include.
That's the one. You can't suspend a rule partially. If you suspend a rule, the rule's suspended. That's the other side. The other side is that we're talking... We're now Mechayev Noshim. Pardon? I can't hear, sorry.
Sorry, I think you're suspending it in both cases.
The first case, what we're doing is, we're now going to an issue, so we're going to make a new Mechayev. You should be part of it. Afin is Mechayev you. No, we don't have to spend rules. We can Mechayev you, even though you know you should be Potter. Now there's a new Mechayev. So a new Mechayev overrides it.
Is it a local... How do you suspend the basic tenet?
No, it's a Rabbana. It's a Rabbana de Kedin. The Rabbana say, even though you should be Potter, Midiraisa, we are now going to make a new din called Afin Reisanes. How can we do that? We're going to have to suspend all the Patur of Zman Groma in this mitzvah. Otherwise, if we don't suspend it, how can we not... That's the shine. No, the shine is, can you suspend it partially? Basically, what you're saying is, can you suspend a rule partially or not? So what's making that
very... The reason why I'm suspending it is because I'm not doing something. I don't want to...
Yeah, the shine is, can you do that? So the Viskarov says, is the Viskarov... God, Chinese, can you partially suspend the rule of law? That's what it boils down to. Yeah? Salom the Shabbat, okay. So that's the Shaina. Can you suspend? Salom the Shaina. Can you suspend the rule partially? Okay, I want to get a lot together, so give me about 5 minutes. I mustn't go over time. Okay, boys, let's move on quickly. Is this would be a very simple way, this will be a very simple way of explaining the Machlokes place on the Rambam. We have a very easy way to explain the Machlokes as Tosfos, which Tosfos seems to have held that. That the rule of Afin Hoibos Hanes would apply by Avodim as well, because Tosfos didn't find Avodim as the Nafka Minna why I need the Pasuk. Tosfos seems to have held, once you say this rule of Afin Hoibos Hanes, that will cover Avodim as well. Why would it cover? Because Tosfos must have held this new Mechudesh de Ketzad, that when I have a rule of Afin Hoibos Hanes, that means the whole Ptur of Zman Groma has been suspended from this mitzvah, in which case Avodim would also be Chayef. The Rambam held no. Afin Hoibos Hanes deals directly to new Mechayev the Noshim. But everybody else who doesn't have Afin Hoibos Hanes will remain with the normal rule of Zman Groma Peturis, and therefore Avodim will be Potter. And that will be a pshat in the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. That's a very simple way. Once we acknowledge the Chiddush of the Briskerov, then we can say a very simple Mahalach. These two Tzadim of the Briskerov will be, tell you, that will be the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Whether Avodim... Pardon? Avodim Kenaniim, no, Avodim, whether the rule of Avodim, if you have an Eber Kenani, you're going out by yourself an Eber Kenani, whether that Eber Kenani will have a mitzvah of Dalet Kosis on this Seder night, will be dependent to Machlokes Tosfos on the Rambam. We've brought out to Machlokes Tosfos on Rambam, and if that Machlokes Tosfos on Rambam is now going to be dependent upon the Havana, the understanding of this rule of Afin Hoibos Hanes. Is it a new separate din for Noshim, or no, it's not a separate din for Noshim, it is a din, it's a rule, to, it's a, an ability to suspend the halacha of the Ptur of Zman Groma in this case.
Women were in the nest because they
came out of... Absolutely. So now the question is... Oh, now you're asking a very good shayla. If that shayla is... That's the shayla, because it does say, you're quite... There's a tisefta which says that they did have a bottom Canaan. Yeah, there's a tisefta. So this is dependent. In other words, we've been taking on all along that the Emes... Sorry? That's right. Because if you got a midas chora avodim ba'akiv, and the state that they had in the tisefta, they had avodim. So what we've been saying till now was on the assumption they didn't, when they walked out of Mitzrayim, they didn't have avodim kinani. And the question was, if afal became, we can include them. However, there are riyas, like you're all saying, there are riyas that they actually did have avodim. So if they did have avodim, then afen eretz applies to avodim directly. You don't have to come onto this whole backwards single theory that afen eretz takes away the zman grom, and therefore it applies to avodim as well. There were avodim there as well that got saved. Gidden had avodim kinanim, and they got saved. In which case, it would obviously apply to avodim kinanim as well. So I want to show you a very simple, to finish off with a very simple mahalach. Bemet, it's not my mahalach, this is the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Megillah. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Megillah in Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes says, as whether the rule of Afik, they were Avodim. When they went out Mitzrayim, they had Avodim. And perhaps I would very likely suggest that in the time of Hanukkah and Purim, they also had Avodim Kanani. Why not? Many people had Avodim, Ebe Kanani. So why not? Also, if we had Avodim Kanani, then the rule should be Afik, Ebe Nesh, apply by Avodim Kanani as well. What's chatting the Rambam? How can the Rambam suggest the opposite? We've bought Raya's from the Rambam as well. It says the Beis Yosef like this. We started off, Rabbi Yisai, with a Hagdoma. We said, a Machlokes, the Rashbam, and Tosfos. What is the Pshat Afin Hoy Beis Anes? Is the Pshat Noshim were the main pivotal people in Afin Hoy Beis Anes? Or no, Afin, the ladies were also involved. That was our Shaila. That was our Shaila. That was Machlokes, Tosfos, and the Rashbam. The Rashbam says Noshim were the Ikka, and Tosfos says, no, Af is Mashma also. Now, says the Beis Yosef, the Nafkimina of Ikka and Af will apply to Avodim. If it's the Ikka, so the Ikka applies to Noshim, like you said before, Esther and Yehudis and the Schus Noshim Tzidkonis Shebezod and Nigalu, they were the pivotal people. That's Noshim, not Avodim. If Af means they were also saved, okay, so Kladi saw had Avodim, they were also saved. So therefore, also will apply to Avodim as well. So the Chayyid, our Shaila, whether Af Hein Hobeis Nes will apply by Avodim or not, will be dependent on the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rashbam. The Rashbam who says Af Hein Hobeis Nes means they were the main ones, main ones is Noshim, not Avodim. Avodim weren't main. If they weren't the central figures, if it's because Afen Eretz and Esis, they were also involved. Oh, also involved? It could be if you had Avodim. Avodim were also involved. They also got saved. So this Shaila now, our Shaila, our first Mahalach was to, we're assuming that Avodim weren't actually involved directly at all. So then we said a Shtikul Torah, or maybe they sort of get on the back of the Noshim, get in because we suspend the rule of Mangrom. Now I say much more simply, Lo'ilam, they had Avodim. And if they had Avodim, no, Afen Eretz and Es, that will depend. If Afen Eretz and Es, they were the main ones, Avodim weren't the main ones. Esther was an Isha, she wasn't an Evet. If it's because Afen were could include Avodim as well. Lefizeh, now we understand the connection of two parts of Tosfos. Now, boys, I told you the place, and this we'll finish with. I told you the place he asks a kasha. He says, why does Tosfos ask a kasha? Why don't need a pasuk of Kol Mishesh Nibal to a conversation with Kumechil Matzah? To Mechayev people to eat Noshim, to Mechayev Noshim, to eat Matzah, to eat Pugleh Svarot, Afhein Hoy Boisanes. So I asked you a kasha, boys, Nafkimin, Avila Gabe Avodim. So he said, my Jesus holds that Avodim, this rule doesn't apply by Avodim. Very nice. So we asked, what's the connection of the two parts of Tosfos? Tosfos starts off with a Psahar Agdoma. What is Afen Eretz? Is it Rashbam or Tosfos? Then he's got this new kasha. The Terence says, says Tosfos like this. I have a machlokes with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Afen Eretz means they were the main central people. No, says Tosfos. Af means also. Once I say also, who can it apply to as well? Not just Noshim. Also saved were Avodim. Ooh, so Avodim are included in Afen Eretz and Es. Fred Tosfos, now I've got a kasha. Says Tosfos, why do you need a pasuk? Call me Shester, Baal Tun Chomas, Yester, Mekumechel Matzah. What do I need a pasuk for? Typically Afen Eretz and Es. Yeah, that was Tosfos' kasha. Why do I need a pasuk? Call me Shester, Baal Tun Chomas, Yester, Mekumechel Matzah. Typically Afen Eretz and Es. So I came along the place, he said, what do you mean? Yeah, I've got enough to me. I need the pasuk for Avodim. No, says Tosfos. I just was chaylik on the Rashbam. I said Afhein means they were also involved, not they were the main ones. And if they were also involved, that would mean you'd include Avodim as well. So Avodim are also bichlal Afhein and Reisanes. So now I've got a kasha. Why do I need a pasuk of Kol Mishesh Be'Tun Chomas Kumechel Matzah? Teipuklei, I need it for. I've got a svara of Afhein Hoy Reisanes. And don't answer me that I need the pasuk for Avodim because Avodim are also bichlal Afhein and Reisanes. because I prove I that was, that's the connection. If that's the if you look at the Tosafot of Baruch, I'm finished. If you look at the Tosafot in the Talmud with Aleph in Megillah, you'll see the two parts. In the new Gemara, they put a dot before Gabi Matzah. I would like to suggest there shouldn't be a dot there. It's one Tosafot, and that's the connection of the two parts. Okay.